You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Total Skills Podcast. My name is Sybil. Today, I'm joined by Billy. Say hello, Billy.
Hello, mate. How are you?
We're also joined by Jed. Say hello, Jed.
All right, buddy.
So this is an end of season sort of look back. We'll look at predictions we made before the season. And we'll talk about, you know, our surprise of the season, player of the season, all that good stuff. But we're looking to get a full cast, all four of us. But it proved too difficult. We've been trying to do this for about 4 or 5 days now. And even tonight, you're going to need to put up with a couple of tired screamers, tired boys. But I'm looking forward to next season already, boys. And I think, Billy, I think you put into the group chat the other day that we did 70 episodes this season or something, which is...
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm well impressed with that. That's two for every match week, roughly.
I think it was 79 was our season predictions for this last season, and
yeah,
we're close to about 80 or something. Something along those lines, yeah.
Yeah. So we average probably just about two or under for every match week. So I'm impressed with that, and hopefully we're going to be pushing out when we come back for the next season. You'll see more of the daily stuff that we finish the season with, where we kind of come on for shorter episodes and do sort of more news-related stuff, which people seem to really like. We had a huge boost in listeners when we changed to that. So thank you very much for the audience this season. It's been really good. But we'll be in the off season. We'll be back with an episode every week or so, just covering transfers and maybe a wee bit of international football, even though we're not all the biggest fans. Maybe Jed's the biggest fan of international football among us. My beloved Scotland has already exited the major tournament. So anyway, let's get into it, boys. Let's get into it. Jed. You're the one that's been trying to get us all on to review this season. What would you like to start off with?
Yeah, it needs to be done. I think we should do our awards for certain categories. So I've got goal of the season, flop of the season, manager of the season. We should have a bit of a chat about that.
Yeah, sounds I think so. Let's start on a positive. We'll start with flop of the season. go on, Billy. Give us your flop of the season.
I think for me, it's got to be the one and only Jack Grealish.
I knew he was going to say it.
Lads, you knew that I was going to say it the second I put that screenshot of the goal contributions between Matty Cash and Jack Grealish this season.
I've always said Jack Grealish is a poor man's Matty Cash. I've always said it.
Billy, I have a question for you. So I'm sure you'll all remember last year when we did a similar show, I got absolutely slated for saying Timo Werner was flop of the season because he'd won the Champions League. Jack Grealish won the Premier League. How is he flop of the season?
Yeah, but the difference between the Premier League and the Champions League.
Chelsea weren't expected to win the Champions League. Chelsea weren't expected. But Man City were going to win the league, and Man City would have won the league without Jack Grealish. You take him out.
They would have.
Absolutely would have.
You can't call a player a flop if he wins a trophy. That was the argument that I got last year.
I mean, I
don't remember it being quite like that. I think calling a Champions League winner a flop is...
Werner scored about 7 goals all season that year. And
you're also to make me fucking big ears, mate. You know, that's all right. You know, and he played a significant amount of games. Yeah,
Jack. I think Greenwich has played a significant amount of games as well.
Ah, yeah, he's just passenger though, isn't he? Passenger.
He really is. Yeah. He really is. This season, he's. I mean, Matty.
Let's
Cash
go to Man City.
Let's
see where he ranks. Let's see where he ranks in form for Man City, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You see where I'm going with this? where is he? I can't even see him in a form chart for fucking Man City. Don't tell me he's on the next page. Oh, right, he's 10th. Right, he's 10th for form just at Man City.
There you go. He's in the starting 11 then, isn't he?
that's among centre-backs and goalkeepers, mate.
tell me the attackers in front of him, Simo.
All of them. All of the attackers. It's Raheem Sterling, Jesus, Ferran Torres even finishes higher, even though he'll had four appearances. Gundogan, better than Jack Grealish. Bernardo Silva, Phil Foden, Cancelo, Rodri and Kevin De Bruyne, all above Jack Grealish. So no, he's managed to be, he's like, these are the players that Jack Grealish managed to be better than at Man City.
He managed to be better than
Zach Steffen. Well done, well done. He managed to be better than John Stones, notorious winger, John Stones. A lot of goal contributions, maybe not had his... he's managed to be better than Zinchenko, right? Granted, he's been better than Riyad Mahrez, but who hasn't? Ruben Diaz, he's been better than... There is no attacking players that he's been better than.
I'm not saying that Grealish had a good season by any stretch. However, like I said, the same argument I made for Werner last year got shouted down because he won a trophy.
But he won the Champions League.
Yeah, won the Champions League, mate.
There's a massive difference between the Champions League and the Premier League.
I'd rather win the league than the Champions League.
There's a reason Pep Guardiola's won four of the last five.
You're a silly sausage there, aren't you?
And he hasn't won the Champions
silly
League.
Silly old sausage. So you'd rather... I think we can't just brush over that, but you'd rather see Coventry win the Premier League rather than the Champions League?
Yeah, I would.
Are you among? Are you among?
No, I actually would.
Are you among?
I actually would.
You would rather see Coventry win the Premier League, so be the best team in England or be the best team in the world? You just want to be the best team in England?
It's not the best team in the world. It's just over a knockout competition.
Why is it consistently the best teams in the world?
Are Real Madrid the best team in the world this season?
They've got the trophy that says they are. But they won the best league competitions.
I've heard people say multiple times Man City and Liverpool are the best team in the world, but they've not won the trophy. But you know, they're fighting for the title. I'd rather win the title than the Champions
League. What matters more? The Champions League
is just a cup to me.
Is it the trophy or is it people saying it?
Obviously, I'm not going to say not winning the winning the Champions League is not a big achievement. It is a big achievement, but like I personally would rather win the league. It's a cup competition, isn't it? It's a cup competition.
Billy,
you don't play the game for cup competitions. You play the game for league titles.
No, you don't.
And cup competitions are an added bonus.
Mate, you ask any player. Ask any player out there. Who would rather? No.
It's just
100%. Billy. Just because it's a prestigious Champions League, or domestic league.
They probably would have said the same about the FA Cup. Simo, 50 years ago, they'd have said the same about the FA Cup, but look at it now. You know, FA Cup was the most prestigious competition in English football, potentially in European football, 50 years ago. Everyone wanted to win the FA Cup.
What, in the 70s? It's the same,
yeah.
No, mate, people wanted the European Cup in the 70s.
They still did, but honestly, what I'm doing is comparing
the bigger back then.
Yeah, it was. I'm not disputing that.
That was more prestigious. That's the one that everyone wanted because it was the most iconic at the time. Because it was that was the competition that everyone wanted to win.
I can guarantee, if you ask Villa fans, that they would much prefer to have the European Cup in 1982 than an FA Cup in the 1982.
Yeah.
Well, now you would say that, yeah.
If I was to ask my dad now, I'm sure he would say that at the time he would have preferred
the Champions League has become. I think at the time the FA Cup was the oldest competition in the world, and everyone wanted to win it. And the European Cup in recent years has become so big because obviously it's become a lot more prestigious. But yeah, to me, you, like I say, the Champions League is a competition, and I'd rather win the title.
The European Cup back then was only for league winners as well. You couldn't qualify for this for second, third, fourth malarkey. It was for league winners. They were the only team that could qualify.
Yeah, exactly. But then it was no different. It's no different to the Cup Winners' Cup. Yeah, but then it's like it's no different to the Cup Winners' Cup that they used to have then, is it?
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
I don't know what crack you've been.
It's the same. I'm applying the same logic there. I'm applying the same logic. It's like you can only.
Are you saying the Club World Cup is the most prestigious cup in world football? Then the Club World Cup.
You have to win the league to get in the Champions League, or used to, as you know, when Villa won it. Therefore, I'd rather win the league because then you get the added bonuses of being in the cups. You know, and then if you win the cups after. Fair play. But for me, I consider the league to be the main thing you're playing for. You play 38 games in a season. You don't play 38 Champions League matches. You play
It'll be that much before long, mate. Trust me.
I know. I know.
It's fucking heading that way.
I know. But if that was like, if that's what you know, every team was specifically going out to do.
It's the biggest stage, mate. It's the biggest stage. It's the highest stage in world football with everybody. From fucking Bangladesh to fucking Antarctica, is fucking watching. You know, I think the two most prestigious things you can accomplish as a player is winning the Champions League and winning the World Cup. Nah.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's the two most petite.
I don't think Jude Bellingham would have got nearly as much recognition if he wasn't playing Champions League football and performing on that stage.
He plays in a different domestic league, but yeah.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying I personally would rather win the Premier League.
But yeah, but the thing is, Coventry go and win the champ. We've been on this for far too long. Apologies. Coventry win the Premier League. They're written into English history, right? They win the Champions League. They're written into the history of world football.
Five English teams to have ever won the Champions League.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that completely. Yeah, I get that. I've just given you my stance on it.
And so
it comes back to me saying Werner was a flop last year and you was all slating me.
Yeah, we're slating you now, mate. Like. Swiftly moving on. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Who
was your flop for the season?
Lukaku. Yeah.
Lukaku, yeah. Okay, yeah. Correct answer.
But if Chelsea won the Champions League, he wouldn't have been.
No, he wouldn't have been. If he won the fucking Champions League, mate, of course he wouldn't have been the floor for the season. You're not getting it, mate. Just how it works, bruv. Just how it works. Yeah, Lukaku, flop of the season for me as well. Yeah. And I predicted that he would do well. He was looking great in Italy. Come on, he was looking fucking fantastic. He was in great shape. Yeah. His hold-up play was amazing. He even looked good for Belgium. And I thought he developed a lot of fitness and technical ability in Serie A that was always kind of lacking in his game, that he kind of, in the Premier League, always felt as if he just leaned on his physicality just a wee bit too much. And that was great at Everton, but he was a focal point in Everton and everybody was looking for him on the pitch. It served him so well. And then you go into a bigger team like Manchester United and you're not the only focal point in the pitch and you maybe start to go a wee bit missing. I thought this was his big opportunity to come back and really settle an argument. Obviously, started out Chelsea, never worked out. and he ended up making a name for himself for Everton and getting a big chance at Manchester United. And now what annoys me about it as well. I feel like he gave up too easily as well. See, when he started talking about all this wanting to go back to Serie A after 6 months, you know, then
The thing that annoys me as well is you look at that, the first game against Arsenal that he played. He bullied that Arsenal defence. And everyone in world football was thinking, oh, I can't wait to see Lukaku this year. I wonder what he's going to achieve. And then to look back on the season now, just what a disappointment. It's just it's such a disappointing way to end the season for it. Not to end the season for him, just how the season played out for him. It's just disappointing for me.
You get any add to that, Jed? Any other reason why you think he's flopped? I think the price tag was too big, and I don't think he gave it enough. I think the noise that he should have been making was, I'm here for, you know, I don't know how long his contract is. I think it's about 3 or 4 years, maybe enough. It could be a 5-year contract for all I know. I don't really pay attention to that stuff, but the noise he should have been making was, I'm here for the long haul. I'm back. This is my club, and I'm here to try and make it work in whatever means necessary. But instead, he was just like, get me back to Serie A, where I'm the fucking man.
It's the price tag that makes it the flop for me. You can't spend that much money on a player and have them only return a pitiful amount of goals and not even get in your team by the end of the season. Like, it's really poor.
Could you not apply that same logic to Jack Grealish?
Yeah, but yeah,
because he was more.
They won the league though, didn't they? So it's different.
Which is everything.
Yeah,
this is what every footballer is. Really.
It's your bread and butter, isn't it? No, at the end of the day, right? Chelsea are going out there trying to win the league, and they're trying to be successful, and they're spending all that money to be successful and win the league, and they've bought a player who they should really have been building the team around. He should have been their number 9, leading the team out. And it's just not gone that way. And he himself then has had a disappointing season with all the off the field stuff. So he has to be flop of the season for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
if
so.
If I'm being honest with you, I think their level.
Put it this way, Villies, what was the expectation of Jack Grealish when he went to Man City? Goes there, fits in the system. Yes, they've spent a lot of money for him, but fits in the system, and he's part of that unit that is the Man City team, right?
What was
the
expectation? I don't think he has fit in the system though.
This is what everybody was expecting, was that he was going to go and slot in and be a player that he has essentially been this season, where he's been rotated in and out like Man City do. But what was the expectation on Lukaku? Was that he was going to come in and bag 30 goals or 26 in Jake's opinion? So, like, was anybody saying that Jack Grealish was going to go and bag 30 goals in this?
He's not that kind of player, though, is he? He's not that kind of player. I think everyone in Jack Grealish's case, I think everyone would have thought with better players around him, he would just go on and flourish, which is the complete opposite to what he's done. You know, you've got a £100 million cheerleader in that side now, essentially.
I think it's just gone from being a big fish in a small pond to going into a bigger pond, doesn't it? He's still a great player. It's just, he's not, maybe he hasn't shown it as much as he should have done. And two, he's part of a team full of great players, but Lukaku coming in has been brought to be this main man and brought to be the person who is going to go and get Chelsea all their goals, because that was a problem they had had the season before. And he hasn't achieved that. And that is why, for me, he's been a bigger flop.
I understand what you're saying, but I just think the money involved, and maybe it was my expectations for Jack Grealish, watching him week in, week out in Villa, watching how good he was, and then thinking, well, he's going to Man City, he's got Kevin De Bruyne around him, much better players around him.
You just maybe got a chip on your shoulder.
I'm being honest. I genuinely thought that he would go on and flourish, but he hasn't this season.
Well, maybe can I just put some numbers out there, right?
Still not over the breakup.
He played roughly the same amount of games this season as he did last season. Last season, he played just a slightly more. He started 24, came on as a sub twice.
Who's this
season, yeah, this is Grealish. Yeah. started 24, came on as a sub twice. That was last year for Villa, right? This season, he started 22 times, but came on as a sub 4 times, right? More minutes last season, I will say that. About a game extra minutes for Jack Grealish the season before. But goal involvements, last season, 16 in the Premier League, right? 6 goals, 10 assists, right? Yeah. This season, 3 goals, 3 assists. Not good enough, if you ask me.
No, it's definitely not. Like I said earlier, I didn't, you know, at any point say that Jack Grealish has had a good season by any stretch, but like it's completely, he's in two different ponds, isn't he? So, you know, it's like I said, I feel like there was less expectation on his shoulders going into that Man City team. He's not exactly been bought to be the star man of that team. He's going into a team of superstars. Whereas, yes, Chelsea have got, you know, arguably got a team of superstars or very good players, but they bought Lukaku and it was hyped up as being, this is the man to solve all our problems and take us on to win the title. They already had the rest of the team, the spine of the team pretty much sorted. And he's come in and just not achieved what was expected of him. Mm. And for a hefty price as well, which they will get nowhere near that amount of money for now if they sell him. So
I wouldn't be surprised.
They would sell because he's good for registration.
I wouldn't be surprised if Chelsea just washed their hands of him and accepted like 50 million for him or something, to be honest.
Yeah, if they can
on current form, they'd do well to get that, in my opinion.
I agree, but million. I think that's, I don't think that's City the least sell. That they're going to want.
I don't think City will sell Grealish at all. I think because he's good for registration. But I think Lukaku, we could see him maybe go for a similar deal.
Yeah, I was talking about Lukaku. I was talking about Lukaku. You know, City won't be selling Grealish. No.
Let's move on. Should we go? What surprise player that surprised you this season? Been any sort of players that have you know, had a better season than you would have expected them to?
Jared Bowen.
You never seen that coming.
Jared Bowen's a really good
shot. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that's not a bad shot.
I think he had a good season the season before. However, I think last season he became Jared Bowen. If that makes sense. This season was the coming of Jared Bowen. I thought he just had a fantastic season, from his goals, his assists, everything about him. Really impressed with him. And also got an England call-up, which isn't that hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, too. I think mine would probably be Ivan Toney. I didn't think he would maybe just do as well. In fact, maybe I did see it come. I don't know. It's always difficult to predict. You know, some strikers come up from a championship, they just no matter what can't get going. You know, so it's always unpredictable. But he's done really, really well. 17 goal involvements, and his hold up play has been absolutely superb for Brentford. If he'd stop slagging him in the press, I would probably like him a little bit more than that. I honestly seen that guy get caught about maybe 3 or 4 times this season, slagging Brentford. Like, hold on a minute, mate.
I think there's more to come from Tony, you know. I do think that he's not really lived up to his form of the previous season. Obviously,
I was really disappointed with him, to be honest with you.
It's a step up in quality from the Championship, but for somebody who got so many goals
for a debut season in the Premier League for a striker, it's not bad.
No, it's not bad, but I mean, you look at the form he was in the year before. I think there was a bit more of an expectation. Potentially, he might score a few more goals, but again, like I say, I think there's more to come from him.
Yeah,
at that Premier League level.
The thing with Toney for me was, it was weird because for the way I imagine his season's gone is, like, he had about three or four goals and all of a sudden he's one of the top goal scorers in the league.
It's not been a season for strikers. No, yeah. It's not been a season for out and out strikers.
It really hasn't.
It's almost as if the way the game's played, it's like out and out goal scorers are becoming super rare because It's all about late runs into the box, isn't it? You've seen, you know, when Reece James, a right back, and Trent Alexander-Arnold, right back, are becoming like super prolific players. The game is changing a little bit, slowly but surely. Yeah. I think, I don't want to say goal scorers are dying out, but they are becoming rarer. Whereas, like, I feel like when I was growing up, the top scorers list of the Premier League would be like strikers, Frank Lampard, Steven Gerrard. That's kind of what it felt like, you know.
Yeah, and you had players who didn't even really play for very good sides still getting up there and winning.
Yeah,
winning you golden boots
as getting well.
Phillips and they're just absolutely plundering goals. But I think the quality of the defending and the goalkeeping is probably better now than it was back then.
I thought,
which makes a difference. But yeah, strikers are being asked to come deeper a bit more, probably playing on their own a bit more than they used to.
Yeah.
They always used to be a 4-4-2, didn't it? So
yeah.
The striker's role has changed so much over the years, though, hasn't it? Because
you need to have it now. It's like goalkeepers are asked; they're just asked to do bigger jobs than they used to be doing. Like even sort of 10, 15 years ago, a striker was like sort of big man, little man. The big man holds up, the little man gets in behind. It wasn't massively complicated. It is now. It's like,
why did we move on from that? It seemed to work so well.
We'll come back, mate. We'll come back.
That's why the defense starts from the front, doesn't it? With the pressing and
first defenders now, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And that we've just moved into that wave of playing football again. Not again, but we've moved into that wave of playing football. And yeah, it's been a weird season for strikers, hasn't it? It really, really has.
Yeah, we had a lot of expectations pre-season, I think, with players like Tony, Antonio, Calvert-Lewin, Bamford, all expected
Watkins,
to go and bag
Ings.
Goals. and the rest. All expected to go and bag goals, and nobody's really been prolific. Yeah, it has been a weird season for strikers. I think
boys, fucking Wilfred Zaha's sneaking up there. 14 goals he's had this season.
Yeah.
Just looking at the top scorers.
Quite a few of them are penalties, aren't they?
Yeah. There's no way. Has Jamie Vardy got 15 goals this season?
That wouldn't surprise me.
In all comps, surely. Not in the league.
Just in the league?
Is it?
Okay. Yeah,
I mean that's a good return still for.
But that's just Jamie Vardy, isn't it? He's just in there, isn't he? He's only played 20 games. He's actually started 20 games. So he's on about a goal
a
game.
Really
he's fucking.
That's class.
Oh dear me, 35, Jamie Vardy, speeding up, just about a fit.
As you mentioned, Zaha, my surprise player actually comes from Palace. It's Conor Gallagher.
He's been good, hasn't he?
I knew that he would do well at Palace. And I did actually say on the last podcast, and you can go like the pre-season predictions, I did say he'd be a really good signing for Palace. So I'm happy with that. But I didn't expect him to have such a good season. I think he's really stepped up, like in terms of like winning an England cap and things like that. I didn't see him going to Palace and really setting the world alight like he has. So I think he's made a big difference to them. And he's been the biggest surprise for me.
Yeah. Yeah. He could see when Chelsea were kinda trying to play bloody Saul and Ruben Loftus-Cheek in the midfield, you think you've got a fucking Billy Gilmour and a Conor Gallagher out there, just out there playing at other clubs.
Loftus-Cheek got relegated with Fulham last season. Ruben Loftus-Cheek got relegated with Fulham last season.
Well, Conor Gallagher got relegated with West Brom, didn't he? Finished up at West Brom.
Well, Billy Gilmour's just been relegated as well.
Billy Gilmour's just been relegated as well.
My point was, he's not a Chelsea-level player.
I've never seen Billy Gilmour have a bad game in a Chelsea shirt.
He's played about three first-team games in the Chelsea shirt, though.
No, he's not. He's played me on that.
All right, he's played five.
Five blinders, mate. Five blinders.
He's always impressed me, though, Billy Gilmour, whenever I've watched him play, even the little snippets for Norwich, to be honest with you, and for Scotland as well. I'm always impressed with him.
I just think you need to be a really, really top level midfielder to get to play well on that Norwich side. It was poor. That has been piss poor. Front to back, that team was a tough watch. I think when Dean Smith went there, they got a little bit more watchable. But Daniel Farke, recently, I think he's just got another job in Germany.
Mönchengladbach.
Yeah. So good for him, Daniel Farke. He's a decent coach, just nowhere near the resources needed to compete in the Premier League.
No.
You know?
Looks like they may be getting taken over, though, Norwich. By some
that's good news for the rest of the Championship.
Yeah.
Great.
dear me. If it's not full, I feel bad for champions. If it's not filmed down there, it's not. They're just like amazing championship sides that are just nowhere near.
When's that time they actually played each other?
They seem to just fucking like high five each other as one goes down and one goes up, like for years now.
It has been about 3 or 4 years, hasn't it? At least.
Yeah, mate. It feels like there's a past at least 3 or 4 season.
It'd be funny if they just never play each other again.
You say that, mate. Right, it's on the cards.
It's on the cards. Cristiano Ronaldo, 18 goals, 3 assists.
He's 27 really games. He's really dragged United through
just
some
doing
games.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
He's dragged United through some games this season.
Do you remember when I worked it out? I can't remember. It was like 3 or 4 games to go before the end of the season. And I tried to work out how many points Ronaldo's goals bought United, if you like. And I think
it's not just all of them.
They were down in 15th. That's how important his goals have been.
Let's look into more detailed stats, boys, just to see if these stuff. Who averaged the most blocks in the Premier League this season?
I'm going to say it's probably a defender.
You would be right.
Yes. Point to Jed.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And it's just, I'm looking at the list here, and it's just top tier defenders. Top tier defenders, boys. Screamers would be big fans of these centre backs.
The most tackles.
Tarko's got to be there, hasn't he?
He's fucking top dog, isn't he? He's top dog on Tarko.
Oh, yes. Love that.
When is he getting a move to? Come on. You can't play. He's only got a couple of years. Is it
61 blocks? I'm just looking at it now. 61. Yeah.
I think he's going to Everton. I know that Villa were interested in him at some point, but it seems from what I've heard that Everton are the ones that are leading the race for him anyway.
Poor Tarko, man. He had an England cap, didn't he, Tarko?
No, I don't think he does. I don't think he's.
Did he not get a call up?
As mad as it sounds,
I'm sure he got a call up. Did he not?
Not as far as I'm aware.
I'm glad he's not. He's the one the Euros.
Collection of that.
He's a bit of one the Euros. He's a Tarko. Yeah.
I swear I had somewhere in my memory that Tarko got a call up, but
yeah, and your dreams, mate. That's what you dreamed of one night.
Essentially, I'm confusing.
It was a happy dream.
Yeah. He's you got woke so up. Many more blocks
you're like, I can't believe it's not real. Take me back.
I was waking Hannah up like, you'll never guess what's happening.
Oh my god,
like, right, why is 4 in the morning, you knobhead? What do you want?
Right, go on, boys. Screamers are big fans of these centre backs. So go on, Billy.
Ben May,
he's ninth.
Simo, I've got the stats up now. It's Craig Dawson.
Yeah. Yeah, he could go up for surprise this season. Even West Ham bought. I don't know if it was last season or this season. West Ham bought. I just remember when David Moyes bought him. I thought, what the fuck is he thinking?
The year before.
Yeah, and he's been good as gold.
He must have scored more goals than Jack Grealish as well.
Do you know what? Let's have a wee gander, you know. Oh, unfortunately, 2 goals and 2 assists. Which is a goal and an assist short of Jack Grealish. But let's be honest, Craig Dawson, he's not on the wing, is he? He's not cutting inside. He's not trying to get on the old right foot, is he?
For Man City.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a big man. He's a big man, and so is Lukaku.
Yeah. Who else we got? Big Lascelles in there. Thiago Silva, Conor Cody. You wouldn't expect. I suppose he's not a big defender, but he does put his body on the line, doesn't he?
Exactly.
Ben Gibson as well. No, Conor Cody.
Here's a question for you. I mean, I'm looking at the stats anyway. Most tackles in the league.
Most tackles?
Yeah.
Matty Cash.
No. He's number six on the list. He's sixth in the league. There is a Villa. There is a Villa player in
there. I'm tempted to like click over it. I've not got it open yet.
Most tackles. This must be so boring for the listeners.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All the listeners they have just it. Got the stats up now. Yeah, they just looked at it already.
They love it.
Yeah.
Rodri.
Nope.
No, but I was going to say it's a Ferdinand type thing to do, but
no. No, they don't. They have too much of the ball to make tackles.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. I didn't know if it was going to be one of them.
No, it's
Leeds players.
Christian Norgaard from Brentford.
Oh, I knew that one as well. It comes up on Sky Sports News all the time.
109 tackles. Do you know who's second, Billy?
Go on.
John McGinn.
John McGinn. Yeah. Super John McGinn.
Winning the ball back constantly.
Yeah. Bissouma in there?
Bissouma is... No, he's way down, mate. He's 13th. Yeah. Tyrick Mitchell of Palace is third.
Who's most interceptions? It's got to be Bissouma. He's up there. I've seen his face on Sky Sports News.
I can't see interceptions on here, on the Premier League app. There's no interceptions on there.
I can get interceptions up.
Anyway.
Bednarek, apparently. A good interceptor of the ball.
Fair play.
Salisu. It's just Southampton. Just not tackling, just intercepting.
Southampton, so do you know what? Southampton, I think we all had them to go down at the start of the season.
Yeah, man. They just
tell you what, they were Rodden, far off it. I don't
know. Ralph pulled it out of the bag, man.
Yeah.
I think when they lost 4-0 to Villa, they fell off a cliff.
I don't know if I've said this in another pod, but Ralph to me, because he's already stated he's going to retire after his contract at Southampton. Like he states he doesn't want to be like a I think he used Neil Warnock as an example of this. Yeah. So to me Ragnick's like he's like that cop in the force that's like 2 years off his pension. You know, he's just trying to get by. You know what I mean? He's not trying to pull up any trees, he's not aiming for Europe, he's like stay in the league. Stay in the league till which makes me feel like the classic old cop film. He's gonna get like relegated on his last season. His contract or something. You know, they get shot a week before the retirement.
Yeah, £2 million bonus for staying up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a big fan of Ralph. I think he's a great manager. Man, he takes the hits. He takes the hits, you know. He takes the hits.
Yeah,
no other manager.
Again, he?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know,
shame.
You've
got
like on the third 9-0 pumping. And you know, Bill. Just don't know when he's fucking. Oh, dear. I love Ralph. Big fan. Big fan.
I'll tell you what, getting back to the predictions, I think, didn't you say, Jed, if they lose James Ward-Prowse, then they'd be gone for you?
Yeah, I did, actually, yeah.
How did they get him to sign a contract, man?
I know. That is
honestly, he could have went to a lot of places that would have gave James Ward-Prowse a decent wage.
I think any team in the league takes James Ward-Prowse.
They'd be daft not to.
Any team in the league takes him. I was a bit surprised. I think what I actually said was they've sort of done it the wrong way around. I expected them to lose Ward-Prowse but keep hold of everyone else like Danny Ings and Vestergaard, etc. And they've sort of got rid of all those players. And
Vestergaard's been a disappointment at Leicester. I don't know if he's had injuries or whatnot, but I've seen him on the bench a few times.
Mm.
10 goals, 5 assists at Southampton.
For Ward-Prowse. You know what? Yeah. He's actually on one of my goal of the season contender list because there's a free kick he scored against Wolves, is just unreal. Yeah. The way the ball moves is incredible. I think he's brilliant, Ward-Prowse. I think if you put him in a better side than Southampton as well, he'd be absolutely unreal.
I remember saying
I'd have him at Liverpool.
Jack Grealish.
I'd have him at Liverpool 100% with him. Yeah.
Just for the set piece goals alone. Just for the
he's only one that scores fucking delivery. Set pieces anymore. Yeah. I seen a stat the other day, and I think it was like there used to be like fucking like there would be like 70 odd free kicks scored in a season in the Premier League, and now it's down to like fucking 25 or something because nobody scores free kicks anymore.
Yeah, That's mad, isn't it, really?
Nobody's striking the ball like James Ward-Prowse.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think keepers are just better. They're not a million years old. You know, they're not like anymore. The criteria isn't just tall, man. You know, there's more to it now.
Yeah, I was hoping for an
answer. They've got to be actual footballers now, don't they?
They've perfected the wall or something. I think
it's, yeah, it's the revolutionary draft excluder at the back of the wall that's reduced the amount of goals. Now, I don't know. I think it's just because David Beckham doesn't play anymore. Because there's not a lot of players that can strike the ball that accurately, is there, like, anymore? When you think about it.
James Ward-Prowse is one.
Ward-Prowse is pinpoint, isn't he? And
yeah.
Trent Alexander-Arnold's another one that's got that sort of pinpoint accuracy, but he doesn't score often enough. I think he probably will at some point later in his career. But
do you know what? I think James Ward-Prowse comes close as well. Like, even when he doesn't fucking score them, he comes close.
Yeah, but that's probably because he practices more than other players. Like, yeah. It must just be because he practices more than other players. I'm pretty confident of that. And, you know, players will try and hit the ball with different ways, and they'll try and do the Ronaldo sort of knuckleball and stuff. And it's just not as sort of accurate, I think.
Yeah, is that what you're just, going for, your goal of the season then, Jed? What's going
to
be?
No, I've actually got three that I couldn't decide between. So there's that one. There's Mo Salah against Man City. And then there's also the Danny Ings overhead kick. I can't remember who that was against. But,
Newcastle.
Yeah, that was a really good goal as well. So they're my top three for goal of the season.
Mine is...
I was going to tell you to get off the fence before that Danny Ings one, but you can stay there.
No, they all have their merits. You know, they all deserve a mention in that discussion for me.
Definitely. For me, I think I've got to go with three. These are just off the top of my head. I've not pre-prepared this. So Mo Salah against Manchester City. Rudiger against Brentford. Not just because it was a fantastic goal, because it celebration. Meant nothing. It meant nothing.
Oh, I thought
it was like, conceded four goals like 10 minutes later.
Yeah, it's because Rudiger is the best thing about that goal is it's not only that it's fucking blinding, it's a fantastic goal, right? But Rudiger tries that goal at least like fucking 30-something times a season, right? And the one time where it hits home, they go and lose to Brentford, I think that was just, oh, beautiful. Yeah, lovely stuff.
You must have seen the celebration for that goal as well.
Yeah, he's insane. He's gone mad for it because he's, because it's like it's came off that like, he's like, he's been trying this for years, you know? You know? And then maybe, who was it? Was it Newcastle against Manchester United, I want to say? But is it... maybe Almiron sort of picks up that, or is it?
Almiron did score a good goal. I don't know if that was against Man United, but
I don't know if it's against Man. It's in my head. It's a Newcastle shot. I think it's Almiron. It's against the side that I cannot recall, but I thought it was pretty good at the time. Resembled a little bit about that Sun goal from last year or the year before, where he just takes it up in his own box and just goes
against Burnley. Was it?
Yeah.
I know the one you're talking about. I think it was either like Southampton or Brentford or someone that he scored that against. But yeah, it's like
good. I only remember it's only in my head because I remember watching that game and fucking going a bit mental. Having to go, I went fucking out. I love those kind of goals. I love goals that have a lot of dribbling. I've always.
Oh, mate,
like,
I was.
And they've got to be like 30 yarders, overhead kicks, beating a lot of men.
I witnessed that Teo Hernandez goal for Milan a couple of weeks ago live, where he rang the whole length of the pitch. Oh my God, it was unreal. Yeah, absolutely unreal. He's literally got the ball on the edge of his box, beat about four players, and then gone and scored.
Oh. Yeah, goals like that, just sexy, mate. There's one that lives in my head rent free, and it's a Bobby Firmino goal against Arsenal, and Arsenal are playing in like the mint green. And Bobby picks up the fucking ball on the edge of the box, and it's the way he sits down, like he sits down Xhaka, which is amazing. Just sitting down Xhaka, and I go with it, I'm already a fan of it, and he sits down an off player and scores. So I thought it was brilliant. Oh, Lamella's, what do you call it? But it's like double nutmegs in the derby.
That was a good goal.
That's last season, yeah. No, they're the goals season, that they live in my head. When I try and think of.
I think from this season,
it's only goals that I know that it's only goals that I know that are not from this season that want to enter my brain. You know,
I know what you mean. Goal of the season for me, I think, is the Salah against Man City. As much as I'd love it to be that Danny Ings one, it was just phenomenal. I think just the occasion as well.
It's just the way he beats the players for me. It's just like he's the movement to go past the defenders is just unreal, and the finish from that angle,
weak like, foot.
Yeah, it's a world class goal. It's like top tier sort of goal.
It's the little Messi, poised, moving it the ball with the other foot.
Yeah,
it's one of that, I know it's slow motion. It just kind of looks so easy, but you know it's not because it's
literally
played up. Do you know what I mean? He's having to think. I don't know what Ray's thinking.
He did a similar one against Watford, didn't he? And it's just like, it's only Watford, but I know it's only Watford, but what a goal. But yeah, there's a cliche at the minute, ain't there? It's like, if Messi scored that, then the whole world just sort of goes into meltdown. But like, that is a legitimate goal that you can say that about. Because it's on that level, isn't it? So, yeah.
It's 100%.
All right, boys. I think, what else have we got to cover before we end up? We're on 45 minutes, by my count. And I think I've been punished the listeners enough. No one's coming back for next season, but we're talking about fucking interceptions for a good 20 minutes. It's what they come to us for, mate. It's the only thing we did. If they want bad content, they come to us, you know. But that good stuff, go elsewhere.
If they're a long time listener, they can't expect much more.
No. Fair. I mean, if they're returning listeners, some of them are. I don't know who these people are. I know where they live.
Yeah.
Or what country they live in.
I bet.
I don't know their address.
I bet Big Steve's absolutely been hanging on every word.
Oh, I've not heard from Big Steve in a while.
Yeah. I miss Big Steve. Yeah.
I think he's inside. I think he's dead time. Got a Twitter ban, go ahead, I've got plenty of Twitter. Yeah, plenty. Right, boys, I think we're going to call it. But thank you very much for joining.
Pleasure as always.
Thanks very much to our listeners. We really do appreciate you. We'll be back soon with some form of content. I think we'll be doing some transfer shows. So, like I said, some international roundup, maybe Jed creaming his pants over some England triumph. Not against Hungary, but maybe against some other team. But until then, cheery bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.